record.
Hey, that time it took.
Okie doke.
Yeah, I've never had that happen. As soon as I clicked the red button, it just completely crashed.
That's messed up right there.
Yeah, I don't want to prove of that at all.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't like that call. So, Ian, who's your guess? Where's OBJ going? Packers? Chiefs?
No. Maybe the Pack, but probably not.
Well, he wants to go to a team that doesn't, you know, suck.
Yeah. I'm sure he wants that. I'm just trying to think of a team that will tolerate...
selfish nonsense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, especially in the twilight of one's career.
How old is he? He can't be that old. Isn't he like his mid-20s?
No. That's preposterous.
I have no idea how old he is. Let's go to the interwebs.
Who's in need of a wide receiver? Who's got cap space to...
Oh, pay for... why are we not just thinking the obvious? Clearly he can only end up in either the Raiders or New England, because that's where everyone goes.
Now those two make the most sense.
He's 29.
Hey, see? Twilight of his career.
Twilight of his career, 29.
He's a wide receiver! He's not Tom Brady!
He's got 5 more years.
No, he doesn't. Fitz had 5 more years at 29, and that's it.
He had a lot of years. That guy was great.
He is the best.
There you go. Sam Rice says it's not of the Saints, Packers, and Patriots.
Oh, okay. Saints makes sense.
Speaking about, to derail this show more before it even starts, did you see that picture of Belichick pregame dress coming out of the airport or whatever the other day?
No.
Oh, you got to Google this. It is horrific. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh,
hang on. Sam Rice put it in there.
It was taking me an hour to Google it.
Yeah.
So it looks like, I mean, is it just rolled up? I don't.
No, it's actually the.
Is he asleep on the plane and his sweatshirt got rolled up and he's wearing this one? Isn't the leg thing? Isn't that to let the people know what kind of drugs he's carrying?
I don't know. But yeah, apparently, so the sweatshirt color exactly matches the pants color. So it looks like it's one piece.
It's a two-tone shirt.
Yes. When I first saw it, I was like, does he have his pants pulled up all the way up to, like, his armpits? But yeah, he's got a lot of calf show in there.
Right.
He's trying to get Bill Clinton interested, I think. A little Monica Lewinsky joke there. That was going way back a couple years. But, cankles.
Ugh.
But, you know, I long to be a multimillionaire who can be a slovenly bum.
Yeah.
Because, man, he has got it going on for being a slovenly bum multimillionaire.
Oh, my goodness. It's one of those things that I can't wrap my head around. Like, hold on. It's going to take me 20 minutes to Google this. But, yeah, like that. Have you seen the haircut on the man who owns the Raiders?
Oh, yeah, it is the worst.
What? How are you that rich and that disgusting all at the same time?
I don't know what drugs he did as a youth either, but to make his face look like that. Because, man, he is a scary-looking dude.
Yeah.
Like, his dad was not a pretty man, but way prettier than the son. Woo! Yeah, he is. He is a scary individual.
Yeah!
Gross!
Look at that! That guy's worth billions of dollars.
Yeah! Sad times in the world, man.
And, yeah, I mean, as far as your other thing, I mean, clearly...
With a haircut like that, you're either worth billions of dollars or you're the village idiot. Or both.
Right!
I mean, look at it! Look at his face there! I mean, look at it!
I'm aware. I mean,
like, do you remember the movie that Cher was in called Mask?
Yes.
That's Mark Davis.
I have seen the results of fetal alcohol syndrome. I realize what's happening to him.
Oh, man. Every time he comes on TV screens, I'm like, oh, no. Man, he looks strangely. Chucky looks kind of related to him, of all things, really.
My thought is that when you reach a certain echelon of wealth and power, people are too fearful
to tell you to
correct your
cosmetological
missteps. So they just kind of tell you that looks like a reasonable haircut.
Well, no, at least he's not one of those D-bags who carves that like diagonal slash through his eyebrow. I hate those D-bags.
Is that a billionaire thing?
No, it's just a D-bag thing.
Oh, well, you know. I'll take that over whatever's going on with Mark Davis' head face.
All right, I think Ray is falling asleep at this point.
No, I was laughing at these idiots.
All right.
Yeah, there's enough There's enough just mocking billionaires in there to keep him interested. It doesn't matter. Right, exactly. Who he is.
Oh, man. I wish I owned the Raiders. That'd be a fun time. Especially after finally getting the league to let you to move them to Vegas.
Yeah.
I can't imagine owning a football team and living in Vegas. That just sounds like lots of trouble.
Man, you'd be watching TV pilots every day of your life.
I would be. I'd be over at the MGM going to the CBS experience thing. And,
seriously. You would be driving monster trucks over top of construction equipment while firing fully automatic weapons every Sunday.
Man, all of that sounds like a good time. I can't argue with that. living at Battlefield Vegas and then going over to CBS to watch to watch TV shows and rate what was it? Shag Run something?
It was an American knockoff of like Mary Snog or Runaway.
Yeah.
This was called Love Lust or Runaway.
Yeah. I don't remember what that show was called, but it was terrible.
It was awful.
It was really awful.
And it wasn't that the show was awful. It was that the character that they had as their first quote unquote contestant was a character.
Yeah. And the host was awful.
Unspeakably awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Really a terrible thing. Yeah, I don't know if that was a real person. I find it hard to believe that was a real person.
Right.
But, ugh, that was bad. Other things I've seen there have been much better.
Mary Snog Avoid. That's
there you go.
The show.
I did like having the dial, though, to rate your interest and hatred.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun to play with. Man, I gotta get back
to
Vegas.
Ever the term well past 9 o'clock applied.
Seriously?
Oh, right. But anyway, it was called Love, Lust, or Run.
Okay. Yeah, it was terrible.
For 3 seasons, dude.
Really? We clearly both gave it very negative reviews.
We did, because they thought it could be propped up by, what's Clinton Kelly's old sidekick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't remember her name.
Exactly, but she was a host, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Julie London?
I don't know, but it was terrible.
All right, start this show. This show's equally terrible.
That's just horrible. Sluggo, you ain't missed nothing yet. We're just entertaining Gray with things he hates. Welcome to the 316th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I will hold up a sign in my head that says John 316, just to...
It says Austin 316?
Yeah, exactly. I'm Holy One, I'm Craig, we got KS72, we got Sneaky Meat 15, they're Ray, they're Ian, hello.
Hello.
Word.
Ice, baby. This is the week of dates I didn't update. The 11-10 through 11-17... you know the year. We all love it. We all hate it. It's 2021. Boy, did I update any of this?
Nope. I can't remember the last. No, this is so comically out of date. I love it.
What
I don't
happened?
Think you did this at all, did you? Like, you updated news and you're like, I'm done.
No, I did the PvP events. I did stories. I didn't update the crash or the dates or the... Huh. Well, that sucks. All right, in the 5-day 4-star crash... Of the Titans. 2 days ago on the 8th, you had Venom versus Carnage. Did you Venom?
Yeah, somehow I did.
You got a 5-4-4 Venom, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. He's suited for fighting Carnage.
Yeah.
One of his abilities gets boosted because Carnage throws out a bunch of special tiles.
Yeah.
Ian, on the 13th, you can skip.
Okay.
It requires anti-venom.
I don't know that I have him.
You do not.
Okay.
However, on the 18th, it's 4-star Thanos, your favorite Thanos.
Oh, I at least have him, I think.
You got a, what do you got here? 215.
Okay, that's a winner.
That sounds like a chance.
Yeah.
So there you go. I do like the fact that we got Barney dressed up as Thanos.
I do too.
That's fun.
That's one of the best images of Barney I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, he looks actually, you know, mean in that. Looking good.
Who does Thanos fight? I have no idea who that basketball player is.
That is James Worthy, I believe.
Ah, okay.
There you go. It answers itself. Oh, that's Barney. Yeah, I get it now. It's even better.
What were we just talking about for the past 30
seconds?
It was,
but I looked at it and I was like, no, that's Grimace. And it's not.
No, that was last week, I think.
Okay.
I miss Grimace.
Words that have never been uttered together before.
Moving on. In Storyland, you got your unstable ISO-8s running now. That'll get you Magneto, Icarus, and some Star-Lord shards. Placement is Blob and Shang-Chi. That's followed up by the ever-popular, I wish they would rename it, Simulator. Thanos, Blob, Shang-Chi, placement, Sabretooth, and Ultron shards. And then they are rerunning the Introducing Scarlet Witch because of the Disney Plus tie-in there. Disney Plus Day, I guess it is.
Okay.
So there you go.
Wait, what's happening? There's a Disney Plus tie-in?
Disney Plus Day. They are rerunning.
Ooh, when's that?
Apparently somewhere between the 12th and the 19th, because that's what this event is running.
Oh, okay.
So they're running Introducing Scarlet Witch again.
Okay.
You go, Ray, you got 4 days left in the Morris Day and Mother Freaking Time season.
Good to know. I got a ways to go, I think.
All right. Remember, if you finish out that simulator, you get Gray Suit, Torch, and Blob. Your PvP event right now is Hotshot. That'll get you Torch, Bishop, Loki Gator, and some Marvel the Hedgehog. News! Sad news! Beloved Al, Dean Stockwell, is no longer with us. That makes me very sad.
Well, that's a surprise. I feel like, according to Ziggy, there was only an 89% chance of him dying before this episode. He must have failed in the time stream, Craig. Must be the evil leaper.
There you go. Quality joke there. That's really all I got in news.
The I had clue, something, but I lost
it. The clue and such for the next character has not changed.
Okay.
But we can
What was the clue? Do you have that?
Yeah, so there are release notes, but the clue is change is good.
Right, and it's Morph.
It's still not Morph. The only really thing in the release notes was, Robbie Ray's changes are in there. Another puzzle ops is coming for Ian on the 18th.
Wait, what's happening on the 18th?
No, another puzzle ops.
Oh, those seem nice.
The time season ends on the 14th. The additional details are we fixed some spelling and grammar. So that's the update. So wasn't a lot going on there. So there you go.
Did you see that He Who Remains is going to host Saturday Night Live this weekend?
No.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Yeah. He will be accompanied by none other than Taylor Swift.
Oh, I'll check that out too.
As will I.
Anybody seen Eternals yet? Curious?
I have not.
Okay. I was waiting for you to see it.
Yeah, I haven't heard from the movie crew as to when they want to do Eternals. I'm sure their answer will probably be they want to do it on Tuesday.
Right. And you'll say,
I'm already double booked.
Concert / work slips.
Yeah. Already double booked on Tuesday night. All right. I got nothing else for news. We can just go straight to the top three.
Nice. Let me get my top three. Okay. Oh, sorry. The top three. So this week, I was just waiting for you guys to start reading your top three lists. This week on the top three, it's top three beers. This week, let's start with Ray.
Ooh. Okay. So, sure. My number three beer is sitting on the desk in front of me. I am currently enjoying myself a Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Ooh.
I generally like Sam Adams. They're just, it's just a solid staple. Like, you know what you're getting every time. I'm not a fan of IPAs, so Sam provides me a constant available beer that I know what I'm getting. So, yeah. And I really like the Oktoberfest. So that made my number three.
Great. My number three, which I'm not sure if it exists anymore. And by that, I mean, I'm fairly certain it doesn't. It's just very close to what Ray has. The brand Pete's Wicked used to put out an Oktoberfest. Awesome beer.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
It was my favorite for as many Oktoberfests that I was allowed to drink it before it went out of either business or brewing existence.
Huh.
I don't even know if Pete's Wicked still exists.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up while you're doing your number three.
All right. My number three is one I don't drink often because I think that would be a bad idea. But what I very much enjoy is Stone Russian Imperial Stout.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hearty, delicious beer.
That is a delicious, delicious beer. But it's not, that can't be your day-to-day drinking beer.
No.
That's got that's your enjoy this, savor it once in a while beer.
Oh, according to Samurai and the internet, Pete's Wicked is no longer a brewing company. They went out of business just a few years ago in 2011.
One decade ago.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete probably did know. Ray.
Okay. Hey, my number two. A little bit of a shout out to a Pennsylvania brewery. I enjoy myself a Yuengling Black and Tan quite often.
Man.
That's good beer.
It is. I feel like it's a homer pick, but I'm okay with it because I like a lot of the things they make. I like their porter as well.
Delicious.
Yeah, their porter's pretty good.
And to be honest, that one we had, Ray, when we were down in Hershey that was jammed full of chocolate, that was okay.
It was a little too much chocolate for me.
Yeah.
Oh, it is aggressive when it comes to the chocolate flavor.
Right.
Yeah, it is too sweet for me.
Me too. It was on draft, and it was, we were right next to, we were in Hershey, and I drank my first one. I was like, whoa, that is very chocolate forward. But by the time I made it to my fourth one, it was a really good beer.
Oh, man, I barely finished one.
Oh, no. My ears were still ringing from Slayer. I had to power through several of those.
I will give Yuengling a shout out as well. Just their lager. Like, I know everybody just doesn't care for it much because it's everywhere and, it's just way too often. But, Yuengling Lager was actually the beer that told mm-hmm. me that beer was okay to drink. Like, every other drinking, growing up, it was always Budweiser or
garbage.
Natty Light or it was horrible. So yeah, Yuengling Lager was actually the first beer that I went, hey, this has like flavor and I'm okay with it. I like it.
Well, maybe they could put out a beer called Roy Kent and it could be here and there and everywhere.
See, I'm with you, Ray. One, that beer, Yuengling Lager specifically, maybe because of where I grew up, I mean, that shaped me.
Yeah.
Ian, from like age 15 to 21, almost entirely fueled by Yuengling Lager. If I showed up at a house party and there was a keg at that house party, guaranteed that keg had Yuengling Lager in it.
Yeah,
and what was annoying is Yuengling was one of the only beers that used that two-prong tap instead of a standard like ball taps. You had your special, so you had your Yuengling tap separate from all your other beers tap.
Right, you had to get extra money because they needed a deposit.
Yep.
It's a huge hassle.
But when I moved to State College, I was like, what is this Yuengling Lager thing? Oh, yeah, I'll drink that. Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, I never was exposed to it until I was like 23, 24, somewhere in there. So,
yeah.
That was a game changer.
I'm sure I had my first one in 1993 when I moved to State College.
That's probably when I had my first one.
Yeah, but you already lived in State College by then.
Yeah, I moved to State College in like I got to think about it, but like 89 or 90.
Yeah.
But again, I was also 10, so I tried to wait a couple years before.
I'm just a couple years older than Ian.
Right.
I mean, I'm not as old as Ray. But
one or two. It's all turning the corner. You got to get now younger, hipper friends. That's what happened before the show. I had to use the facilities, and Craig was like, oh, no. I'm like, I'm sorry. This fantasy that I can hold it through the whole show? Absurd.
What's your number two?
My number two is a beer from the Stouts Brewing Company called Scarlet Lady Ale. It is so good without sounding too, snooty about beer. It's just got so many good tasting notes, and the hop ratio is just right. And it's a beer that not only can I always enjoy it, but I always look forward to it. I've never got a six pack and went, oh, this Scarlet Lady isn't for me today. And it's got great art on the label. So really, all around good beer.
All right. For my number two, I went with the Diet Coke of dark beers. The intro dark beer, if you would, but I still enjoy it. Give me some nitro poured Guinness.
Okay.
Nothing spectacular, nothing flashy, just a smooth drinking beer.
Let's see if we can ride this wave if Ray turns the corner.
My number one is Nitrous Guinness, a Guinness stout. Really any stout, milk stouts, but Guinness, I mean, if I got to pick one, Guinness is the staple. So,
it's It's also my number one because it's the best.
Right.
There's, wow. there's, it's never, unlike Craig's number three, like, there's no, I can only drink one of them and then I have to take a nap, or
right.
I got to throttle back because it's, 100% alcohol content. Guinness is, whatever they did it right, and they've kept it perfect for as long as they've been in business.
Yeah.
It's just so good. It's,
One half of the actual black and tan?
What's that?
One half of an actual black and tan?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It can be, there's I don't want to say limitless things that it can be combined with, but again, as my Guinness love and experimentation grew over the years, it could be combined with a Harp. It could be combined with a Bass.
You like the Guinness and champagne one, right?
No, I can't drink champagne. It gives me hiccups.
Oh, that's right.
But like Guinness and Sprite, Guinness and orange juice, Guinness and cider. Guinness cider gives me heartburn, but that's not the Guinness's fault. Guinness fixes the heartburn. If I don't feel guilty about, my Guinness being gone so quickly, if there is something that requires drinking my beer quickly in some sort of contest or race, put that Guinness in front of me. It's gone. It goes down smoother and better than any other beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's good and good for you.
Vitamin G.
The factory tour is well worth it.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
That rotating room at the top, it's not my favorite, but it's still okay. All right, Craig, rock the boat with your weird number one.
It's weird for this list of other things that are much better. But what I had to put at number one is because, as we know, I grew up in redneck land of Western PA. Everyone there drinks really terrible rednecky beers.
Mm-hmm.
Generally things like, Coors Light and Natural Light and PBR and
that's good for you.
Ugh, got a bunch of the
Green Machine.
Yeah, what's the Schwab's? Was that
Schwab is good.
Yeah,
it's all natural.
Uh huh. So all those terrible beers. So when I go back home, there's, a limited amount of beers I can find at bars that I can enjoy.
Right.
And one has stuck with me all through the years. So I still, just on a hot day, I really, really, really enjoy me an ice cold Labatt's Blue.
Ha!
The official beer of the Pittsburgh Penguins. I love Labatt's. To me, that is the easiest drinking beer of all time. I can just pick it up and just drink it. Like, there's... Never get bitter beer face with my Labatt's.
It's true. As far as fine Canadian pilsners go.
It's the finest of the Canadian pilsners.
It is. I'll give you that. It's definitely better than Molson.
So, yeah, it's just my favorite because I can just anytime just pick one of those up and not really have to think about trying to savor it or pick out nuances of flavors. It's just a Labatt's. Just drink it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And there are a lot of lazy beers that I... enjoy for, similar reasons. One way or another, if it reminds you of back home, because actually, even there these days, getting a full-flavored Iron City is so rare.
Yeah, it's all the Icy Light.
Yeah, curse you, Icy Light.
Yep.
Iron City, much better than Icy Light. But I hear you. I like PBR, too. But yeah, Labatt's. I don't think it's better than Guinness, but I understand that it's your favorite.
Yeah. Do you have any honorable mentions?
I do. Newcastle.
Newcastle is a staple. Newcastle is I've been out drinking beer way too much and I need to slow down.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Newcastle or two. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I still want to taste my delicious beer, but I don't want to be overwhelmed by yet another microbrew.
I gotta mention, which I'm not sure if you guys have had this. Have you guys had the Erie Railbender?
Yeah. Railbender's good.
I like the Railbender now and again.
So do I. I like the Erie Brewing Company.
Yeah. You're probably an Edmund Fitzgerald fan.
The Gordon Lightfoot tune or the delicious beverage?
The beverage.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
I like Railbender better.
I do too.
So I also have a honorable mention, and it is just an honorable mention because it doesn't exist anymore. It was a limited run. It was called In a Galaxy Far, Far Away Imperial Stout by the Gusto Brewing Company in Cape May. I think Ian had some. We brought some back for him.
It was good.
That was actually my favorite, it was a chocolate stout that was just, it was so good. Like, I really wish it wasn't a one-off run for them because,
right,
man, I could have me some more of that anytime.
Huh. Very cool. All right. Well, there's your top three beers. Let's roll along. Ian, what's in the Quizmaster's mailbox here?
All right. As far as trivia goes, last week I asked you the first of many Tony Stark nickname trivias. And Tony Stark refers to someone as Legolas. I wrote this down because it surprised me. Like I said, when I go through these, if I don't answer them correctly, they get consideration for the show. And the answer is Thor. I don't know why I was surprised by that, but I really thought it would be Hawkeye.
Yeah, I would have too.
But indeed, it was Thor.
It was all about the hair.
Right. Yep, it was a hair joke, not an archery joke.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, before I turn the corner and we start the Perondiac feature here on the quiz show, we're going to do one more Tony Stark nickname. And this one is, he is referring to someone as Reindeer Games. And I, of course, do not mean the Ben Affleck masterpiece. And next week, I will have the answer for who Tony Stark calls Reindeer Games.
Okay. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Our discussion of authors apparently got some people riled up, so there's actually quite a bit in the mailbag this week. So let's start with Brawny216 over on the Reddit. He had to mention his top three favorite authors, K.A. Applegate, author of the Animorphs series, some nice cheesy young adult sci-fi with some content that would be considered dark by today's standards. Never heard of it, but okay. Neil Gaiman? Not really sure.
Yeah, we like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only recently started, but got me back into the fantasy world. I enjoy how digestible his work is, plus he narrates his own audiobooks.
You enjoy the Neil Gaiman,
right? Do you remember when you watched Good Omens?
Oh, I never watched it.
With David Tennant and that other guy?
How about American Gods?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, American Gods and Good Omens, both Neil Gaiman.
Oh, well, then there you go. I like him.
Yeah, he seems nice.
Yeah.
I think he wrote those Preacher novels, too, but I might have dreamt that.
Oh, did he write Preacher?
No, I was thinking of Sandman. He wrote Sandman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James S.A. Corey is his number one. Technically two authors co-writing under one pseudonym, but the Expanse series is some of the best sci-fi I've ever read. The series got me back into reading after falling out of it for a long time. Very much recommended for anyone who enjoys sci-fi. If you mean the Expanse that became a, you know, series, like a sci-fi series, that series is amazing. I never read the books, but if that's what it is, I thoroughly enjoy The Expanse. I take it you two have not seen it?
Nope.
I gave up on The Expanse after season two.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay. Dances with Weevils says, I too love the David and Leslie Eddings books. I think that
it's
was
Lee,
the...
Lee Eddings, but yeah.
Okay. It says Leslie, but okay.
I
think that that was the first series which I ever found myself wanting the next book. Also, I enjoyed the Piers Anthony at the time. Check out this piece of American Life podcast by Piers about a Piers Anthony superfan. And he put a link in there if you want to take a look at it. You can go to the Reddit, the subreddit.
Okay.
Also said, I stopped reading The Wheel of Time around the seventh book when I felt like it was backtracking in the plot and was tired of reading about what the curtains were made of.
Oh, you missed so many hair pulls, though.
Also mentioned the Dresden book suffers from a severe case of power creep, but they're a lot of fun, at least until Ghost Story.
Sure.
I liked the steampunk book he did and have been waiting for a sequel.
I'm with you. It should have ended right before Ghost Story. That's where it went, jumped the shark, and now it's getting jumpier and sharkier.
Mm. So he ends with, and again, this is Dances with Weevils, ended with, because Ian recommended it, I watched Man of Fire this weekend. As always, an excellent recommendation. If you like that, watch the Equalizer movie.
I love the Equalizer movie.
Is it better?
Not as much as that, but...
Right. Okay.
Heck yes.
I haven't seen the Equalizer.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like a lesser Man on Fire.
Samurai posted, didn't have time to re-listen to the finished product this week, but did we go through that entire author segment and not have a single mention of Terry Pratchett?
Yeah,
we did.
100% yes.
Okay. Stinkpalm, likewise, shocked that no one mentioned Terry Goodkind. Sword of Truth series needs a proper HBO treatment.
I've read that whole series. It's a lot of books. Here's the problem with it. Some of it is outright terrible.
That would be a problem.
It starts out like with a good premise and there's a kind of good story going on, and it just meanders into the weirdest stuff. Like, they go to other countries and BS happens, and then this next piece of BS happens, and him and his wife are like, will they, won't they, for like 9 books, I swear to God. Like, are they ever going to get together or not? It just drags out, and it's got stuff in it that just seems really unnecessary.
I feel like as husband and wife, they're already together.
It takes a lot of books before they get there.
Okay. Where was I and what were you just saying? Oh, so here's something that I appreciate the engagement, but let me give you this in case anybody is confused over the broader subject matter. So for the top three, sometimes the subjects that we choose are very broad and have lots of possibilities. There are only 3 of us, and we're each only going to pick 3 things. The idea that things would get omitted is almost 100% true every week. I apologize. But I appreciate that you're letting us know what is near and dear to your hearts and getting an opportunity to share that with us. So don't feel slighted that we left something out, but please continue to share what you love, because I love hearing about it, because it exposes me to things that I may have forgotten about.
Yeah, we left out Melanie Ron, too. She's real good.
However, Stink Bomb does continue.
All right.
And gives a little sass here. I get that whatever his name is that isn't as good as Samurai doesn't like Sanderson's Wheel of Time treatment, but his Mistborn series is dope.
Okay.
I got nothing, so.
I don't know what that is, but I'm again, that sounds cool.
Teeth agrees.
Maybe I'll read the Mistborn series someday.
Speaking of Donkey Teeth, he posted something that says, just FYI, you can still use the quick claim for all of your covers at one token type without the fast automatic cycling through each one. To look at them individually, press anywhere on the cover except for the double arrows in the bottom right corner. Once you press this button, it will flip through all of them without stopping. Not that I really need to say this, but make sure to give Craig plenty of grief for clicking the fast collect button and screwing up the token pulling segment.
I'll probably do it again tonight.
I think you're likely to now.
Yeah.
Also, TJ Jaw Author says the answer to today's clue, which is last week's clue and still today's clue, is Circe. Or Circe? I don't know how you pronounce that.
Is that another Eternal?
Yeah, her major ability is matter transformation, and she was an Avenger during the highly underrated Harris Epting run. So,
And is she portrayed by an actor or actress of note?
I didn't look her up, so I'm not sure. And he also says, look, I know Disney wants to push the Eternals, and Circe is the in the comics was a fun character, but you're putting fourth tier characters into this game over the best character Lee and Kirby ever created. Viva la Backtrack.
Good Lord.
he put in a question for Ian. This is a trivia question for Ian. Good luck. During her time as Avenger, Circe was targeted by an alternate universe version of the Black Knight. In that Black Knight's timeline, he was Circe's lover and saw her ultimately destroy her world. What was the alternate timeline Black Knight codename, and what was the name of the team, the alternate timeline Avengers he led?
I mean, clearly, you want me to know this now?
Clearly he's like the White Rook.
That would be amazing.
And he leads the apologizers. They don't avenge. They just say they're sorry.
Wow, the Eternals is 2.5 hours long? Holy goodness. That's a lot of movie.
So he does give the answer. I'm assuming you don't know since...
Oh, I don't. I don't know.
The answer is the name was... His Proctor was his code name.
And Gamble?
He led the Gatherers. Proctor and the Gatherers. which included... alternate versions of Vision, Black Panther, the Swordsman, and others.
Nice.
So, you have both the Swordsman and the Black Knight? That seems redundant.
Yeah, doesn't it? I thought so. And finally...
Do you want to be on our team? What's your ability? I use a sword. I don't know.
You're in.
We already got a sword guy.
swords, it's our thing. Finally, Fofobos says, if it's not too late for top 3 authors honorable mention... TJ Jaw Author.
Wow.
He says, sure, Cersei's keeper, but GSP's a leg sweeper. When will we finally get Batroc the Leaper?
You guys make me so sad.
All right, sad I had to times. Include all that. That was nice.
Yeah.
And, hey, that's all we got. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then, I am the Hans.
I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump. And we just want to
pump.
You up.
I heard a sketchy sound.
Do it, Doug.
Do it. What do I do in this segment again? Yes! Boosted characters. Let's see. Where am I and what's happening? I'm going to tell you about the 3 stars. Sorry, there is something about... I don't know.
Just start with Daredevil and move on, man.
I'm having a full-on brain short circuit here. Boosted characters. Let's see. Samurai sends me something about this. Here we go. Daredevil. He's boosted. He's okay.
Yeah, he's got boot to the head.
Boot to the head.
Yeah, the boot to the head will be a little more potent. Quicksilver, he can punch you real fast. Sometimes he can punch everyone real fast. His punches will be a little more potent. Gamora, the 3-star variety. She'll chop you with her sword.
Yep.
She'll make some attack tiles or strike tiles. I don't remember. Either way, they're going to be boosted. So it doesn't matter. And she'll smash some people's heads together, a la Liam Neeson in the Taken movies, and do more damage there. Mohawk's boosted. Her green does some damage and probably do more damage. And, oh, good old Thor. Good old Sleeves. He's damage, and AoE damage will all be boosted. Let's see. Let's remind myself about 4 stars and who they are and how they work. Elsa Bloodstone. She seems nice. Her red damage will be boosted. Her purple trap tiles are going to do more damage. And it looks like her blue will also do some more damage. Hulkbuster, Iron Man, 4-star. His red repulsor punch will do more damage. Does the damage that Overdrive does to him, will that increase when he's boosted?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That makes sense.
And I think Overdrive, in addition to giving you AP, spits out some strike tiles that are going to be boosted. And the shield tiles that come out of Hulkproof are going to be boosted. Let's see what Jean Grey is up to. Her purple and green AoEs will both be boosted. And if you can trick the computer into making a 5-matcher, that blue AoE will be boosted. I feel like she puts out some special tiles as well. Obviously, those will be increased. The Marauder, Kate Pryde.
Yeah.
She's up to something. No one knows what. Her yellow projectiles will be increased. She's got a black repeater that does an increased amount of damage. And special tile buffing. It will all be better this week. Ooh, Quake. Personal favorite of mine. Her green AoE does more damage. And I guess her yellow could do more reduction, although doesn't it reduce it down to like 1 or 0? Already?
It does massive reduction.
Lower level. What's that?
It does massive reduction, so usually it is 1, but...
Right.
Well, it'll let you reduce more, so... Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. There you go. Resonance frequency does not come into play. Let's see what these 5 stars are all about. Those are all new to me. Colossus, his black and blue damage will both be increased, but he will provide the enemy with better strike tiles. The once mighty Gambit, still hanging around doing stuff. More damage with aces and eights, and better countdown damage with his purple. Onslaught. He's niche-y popular. I bet he's good at things. Let's see what he does. His green damage is increased. Attack tiles that help him do more damage with his blue. And his purple trap tile makes larger attack tiles. And lastly, one of the many fine original characters in this game, Samurai Daken / Wolverine. When he is mastering Yato, it will do more damage and make bigger strike tiles. His damage from his Lethal Fury will be increased, and his healing from his unkillable Ronin will be increased. And that is all. Let's see what Samurai can teach you about these things, because it's more than I can. Shang-Chi is a 5-star essential in a PvE the same week. Onslaught is boosted? I wonder if a recent synergy segment featured both of them. In a 4-star tier, we're taking the Wayback Machine to 2015 with Gene Buster. Could be very useful when dealing with all the enemy specials in Venom Bomb. Also, get ready to see nothing but Colossus and Onslaught in PvP. Sweet. That sounds slightly different than what we were, you know, was last week.
Yeah.
Was filling up PvP. So there you go. There's lots of metas these days. All right. Well, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Let's head over to the team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
So if it wasn't clear, it definitely was a featured team fairly recently. So
I couldn't answer that question. I have no idea.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good team. I wouldn't normally use Onslaught, but him boosted, whew, yeah, it's going to be something. All right, so this week, your team up was brought to me by Hesjin Gixon. It is another one inspired by Hydra Stomper, so it is another 4-star team. It's very similar to a few others that we've had, but we haven't done one in a while. So here you go. Hydra Stomper, put him with your standard Coulson and Carol, Captain Marvel and Agent Coulson. It's a variant of those three, and it is also a variant of another one that had Green Goblin in it. So if you don't have Green Goblin, because he's a 5-star, you can use this. So synergy is fairly simple. Hydra Stomper makes a lot of countdown tiles. Coulson randomly gains AP when countdown tiles expire, and potentially counts them down faster with his purple passive, and then creates more of them whenever anybody fires a power. And then you've got Carol, who passively buffs specials whenever countdowns go off, and she can make them go off quicker as well. So it's a pretty straightforward team. It's a countdown tile-based team. Like I said, your standard Carol Coulson and throw in Hydra Stomper. I have tried this in PvE, and again, with countdown tiles, it's a little slow to get started, but once it starts going off, it makes work of any team that you put against them. So nice. Carol at a 5-5-3 and Coulson at a 5-5-3, and then you can put Stomper at a 3-5-5. So there you go. That's your team up for this week, and thanks as always to Unify.
Unify. I like Stomper. It's so informal.
Right.
Like he's your bud. That's I'm going to start using that.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do, but I'm starting to... I thought that I could finish a match of Marvel Puzzle Quest during that last segment, and I was wrong, so you guys will have to go first.
All right. I'm only opening one, so...
All right, we'll do it.
It is a 4-star... It looks like an alligator. An alligator of mischief. Instigator. Okay.
All right, I got nice. 5 to go. The first one, oh, it's a purple. Shang-Chi, Deadly Hands.
Nice.
Number 2, ugh, Jubilee. Oh, number 3 is a purple. Odin, Protector of the Nine Realms.
Okay.
Oh my god, another purple.
Oh, this is insane.
Shang-Chi, River of Blows. And the 5th one is Wolfsbane. Wow.
Nice.
3 crazy good things there.
3 5 stars out of 5.
Out of 5, that's absurd.
That is.
That gets my Shang-Chi is at the ever popular build of 014. My Odin is now at a 511.
Nice.
So
that yellow is very popular in Odin.
I guess. That was exciting.
Yeah, if Greg's even ever going to steal my purple cover luck, do it during the time when I'm not opening many. I'm fine with that.
You know what you know.
I will open one. I'm already excited because I got Jessica Jones cover just for showing up.
Ooh, I like her.
And then I got a ghost cover for opening tokens.
Very cool.
I wonder if those are... Hey, what do you know? They're both things I can use. That took my ghost to a 5-2-4. And that took my Jessica Jones to a 0-1-1.
She's real good. I like her.
I bet. Someday.
All right.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy. Yeah, what's on the podcast network?
Hang on. I got waylaid by some stuff going on here in the game. It is the soon-to-be-named network, and it is available at soon-to- Oh my goodness, do you know what today is, Craig?
No.
Oh my god, are you guys sitting down?
Happens yes? to be, yes.
Oh-ho-ho! Guess what's about to happen here live on the show? My first fully covered five-star.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
You got some shards or something to update somebody?
I do. I just got some shards for Mathanos, who's at 533, and I have 1,200 shards for him. So.
Wow.
Wow. This is a big day for me, everybody.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Champ Thanos. That thing up.
Thanos is a 544. How much? These guys probably cost a lot of money to make champions, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. What am I, the Pope? Seems crazy. Oh, wait, that's not too bad.
I don't even know if you want to yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna make everything harder if you champ him.
Oh, well, then I won't. Take that. But I did it. Hooray.
That means you're now ready to play clearance level 10.
I'm not high enough. I'm at 118. You have to be 120. I will play clearance level 10 as soon as I get to shield clearance level 120. And it opens up for me. But there you go. Big day for me. I didn't think I had many milestones left in my life. Anyway, it's a soon-to-be-named network. We have a website, soon-to-be-named-network.com. Over there, yeah, it can hook you up with all the shows on the network. It's soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right, anything else for the go to the order tonight, gentlemen?
That was it. It just happened.
Oh, okay.
I think we're good.
Uh-oh, hang on.
Yes?
It's a samurai announcement. Apparently,
right.
Icarus feeds you.
Yes, Icarus, that is something I was going to mention. Icarus.
Does he give you Immortal Hulk?
He does. He absolutely nice. Does. How do you know that?
I don't know.
Oh, you just saw it?
I saw it somewhere.
Okay.
Reddit, maybe?
That's fine. But yeah, he gives you Immortal Hulk.
Reddit is the most likely culprit. It could have happened on... other forms of social media.
I really wish he gave you Havoc, because I need more Havoc, but...
Well, if the next five-star is going to be another Eternal, shouldn't he give you that?
What's that? Give you the other Eternal?
Yeah.
Oh, this Eternal should give you the other Eternal.
Right.
I didn't see the movie. Maybe they don't like each other.
Maybe not. Maybe not. All right. Anything else then for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
I am also satisfied. I have acquired access to... Apple TV, so I think I'm going to go start season 2 of Ted Lasso.
There you go.
Nice.
Good stuff.
So wrap it up.
Let me know how you feel. When you get to the episode with his, where they walk around town with his niece, cracks me up.
Oh, that episode is amazing.
I will someday let you know, possibly.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray on the forum and the subreddit or via email.
Especially suggestions for team up time.
Yeah, if you want to keep team up time on this show, Ray needs ideas. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner, order your stuff. It will come on a boat from China. You will get it next March. Next March.
Something supply chain.
Exactly. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids. I work at Burger King. I make Whoppers. I wear paper hats. Good night, everybody.
You're the absolute worst. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.